John Henderson was a triathlete who pushed his body to the limit in a life of activity and adventure until the day in 2009 when he was hit from behind by a tour bus, forced to begin life again as a paraplegic. He did, as a coach to other triathletes and as an organizer of events like this Saturday's Kaka'ako Night Run, a 5K complete with glow sticks and headlamps to light up the night. For John, it's a way to support the sport he loves and stay involved in the world of athletics. He's with us by phone. Good morning, John.
Hello.
Are you excited about this event?
I'm incredibly excited. It's going to be an amazing event, and I'm hoping that everybody wants to come out. I mean, it's really just a family-friendly event. We don't time the event, and we have a stroller divisions for moms and their or dads and their keikis, and it's really just about getting out there, being active, and health and well-being, and then in the end, just I call it a little splash of fun, but it's a little bit more than that. But it's a really great experience. And then in the end, all of our proceeds are going to raise money for juvenile diabetes research for the chapter for Hawaii.
Well, John, so, you've made this kind of activity your life, and obviously your life had a very abrupt transition. Tell me a little bit about the process of getting to where you are today as an organizer of events like these.
Well, you mentioned something incredibly important. It was definitively abrupt. I was training for a half Ironman with my wife, actually, and the bus took me out from behind, and my wife was riding next to me on the largest shoulder on the island of Oahu, which is about 9 feet wide. And so she was, I'd say, about 3 to 4 feet away from me, right next to me.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, I was gone. So with that in mind, that was abrupt. And I had originally started a company in 2003 that put on adventure races, which are multi-sport races, essentially outdoor scavenger hunts where teams would get together and run around the woods and trails and water and different areas and try to find flags. And we also did some corporate team building, experiential learning programs for some management of some local companies. And it was a great thing, but after I got hurt, I kind of laid there for a while and said to myself, well, how can I continue to do this? Because I really love it.
Yeah.
And so Night Run was actually an idea that was co-founded by my good friend and an old coach, my original coach, Howell Torres Desa, that owns Boca Hawaii. Internationally, they were doing these really fun runs that people did at night. They weren't the conventional 5K, 10K, 3 mile run that you do at 5:30 in the morning at Ala Moana Park or anywhere else. They changed just a normal run into something that was a little bit more fun. Because who wants to wake up at 5:30 or actually start running at 5:30 and then at the same time, meaning you have to wake up at 4:30, find parking,
sure,
all that stuff, and that's on your Saturday. And I shouldn't say actually who wants to. There's a lot of people that do. But how nice would it be if you could bring your friends, your family, and everybody else to an event where it's actually kind of cool out, right? During the sunset.
Yeah, cool of the evening.
Well, John, evening is a great time to run.
John, it's really about attracting an audience other than the dedicated, the person who's already a committed athlete, yeah?
You are absolutely 100% correct. The reality is that's the exact audience we wanted. I wanted to attract, a lot of my good friends that have families with kids, and, you know, time is short because they have a busy life running around, getting to school, getting to practice, you know, all those different things. And we decided actually to provide an outlet not only for them but for their children. So we have events for the Keikis. We have face painting and some balloon twisting, and we have food and live music. We have two live bands. Everything's done locally. We're a local company, and we use all local vendors. And
well, John,
I think one of the biggest differentiators really is basically three things. Our venues, we oftentimes get associated with some of the new and upcoming things that everybody talks about, things like something like a Color Run or a Glow Run or a Spartan Challenge or any of these. These are really just mainland franchises that come to Hawaii and they rent out land, or they rent out the stadium, or they rent out some space where they have the ability to put on the event. But what we try to do is showcase Hawaii's beauty, really, and Oahu's natural beauty.
You've got a couple other locations planned for the coming months, don't you, John?
That's correct. Yes. So this Saturday, May 23rd, from 5 to 9 p.m., the run starts at 7. At Kiwalo Harbor.
John, we'll give the details of that. I'm more interested in some of your upcoming events and just sort of an overall view of that, Joe.
Sure. We have a upcoming event July 18th, which will be at Kapalina, which was the old Iroquois Point military housing facility.
But the idea of being, John, the idea of being to kind of take advantage of local neighborhoods and landmarks and not just be in a place that is familiar to past people from past events, right?
Again, you just nailed it. Kapalina just underwent a huge beach rejuvenation. It won awards, and it's a beautiful, beautiful spot with incredible vistas of Diamond Head and all of Honolulu. And so that's a wonderful place. Our next event is in Kailua on October 10th, and we actually run on the Kaiwainui Marsh. There's a path that runs the whole...
I know it well. That's a great location, John.
It's unbelievable. We held our first run there last year, and we were the first ones to gain access, and I think it's because of our true partnership. A lot of events.
Well, John, we've got to run, but thanks very much for talking with us, and have a great time at that. It's some good work that you're doing. Thank you.
We really appreciate your support, and hopefully, if you and your family or anybody else wants to come out, it's free. And
we'll send people your way. John Henderson is the organizer of the Kaka'ako Night Run this Saturday evening. It's open to everyone 10 and over. Begins at Kualo Basin Park at 6:45. You can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.